Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
As we deal with the social distancing, uncertainty, and other aspects of the COVID-19 pandemic, I'm reminded of the need to somehow stay connected with nature. As some of you know, there's a growing body of evidence that spending time regularly out in nature is important for our mental health and overall well-being. We're fortunate to live in a state that has an abundance of public natural areas where we can explore nature. We're home to Theodore Roosevelt National Park, a few national grasslands, 20-some state parks and recreation areas, and several national wildlife refuges, more than any other state. There are probably several natural areas to explore nature near your home, and that doesn't include city and county parks. And of course, for many among us, nature is literally in our own backyard. And that need for connecting with nature applies to kids as well. I happened upon the website of the Golden Gate Audubon Society. They have a page of nature activities for kids during COVID-19 that even includes downloadable lesson plans for parents and teachers. No doubt there are other tips and suggestions on the web. Of course, we need to be vigilant and heed the regulations pertaining to the pandemic, and they're likely to become even more restrictive. But do yourself a favor and take a little time to relax and observe a little of nature as we navigate these unsettled times. Even if we have to stay home, there are birds, plants, insects, and other aspects of nature we can observe. Start a bird list. Feed the birds. Check out the plants more closely or look for interesting insects or other less conspicuous organisms. There are lots of things we can do. Get imaginative. Who knows, it might even pique some interest in nature, such as birding, wildflowers, photography, or the like. I've put some links to the nature activities for kids on the Golden Gate Audubon Society webpage, along with information on refuges, parks, and other information for places to enjoy nature, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.